The Vatican's top spokesman on ecumenical dialogue, Cardinal Walter Kasper, has just returned from a visit to Athens, where he met for the first time with the leader of the Orthodox Church there. Officially including over 95% of the population, the Greek Orthodox Church has traditionally been wary of contacts or dialogue with other Christians, including the tiny Catholic community in Greece, whose members have been classed as foreigners and denied proper legal recognition. Yet in recent years, under the reform-minded Archbishop Christodoulos, relations with the Holy See made significant progress, culminating in Pope John Paul's visit to Greece in 2001 and a return visit by Archbishop Christodoulos here to the Vatican in 2006. So where does the dialogue stand today, and what prospects for progress are there under the new Archbishop Hieronymus II, who took over as head of the Church of Athens and all Greece in January 2008? I sat down with Cardinal Kasper, head of the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity, to try and find some answers to those questions. Cardinal Walter Kasper, you've just returned from Athens. You've been meeting there with the new head of the Orthodox Church in Greece, Archbishop Hieronymus II. How would you characterize relations today with this church? Traditionally, in the past, it was perhaps one of the more difficult dialogues.
First of all, I have to say this was a visit of courtesy because I did not know the new Archbishop Hieronymus up to now, and I wanted to know him and to go on with our dialogues we had up to now. He is a very humble and modest man, and it was a very good meeting with him and especially with his cooperators. Well, the Church of Greece is one of the most important Orthodox churches, of course, with a long and rich tradition, its apostolic origin. Apostle Paul preached on the Areopagus, and therefore it's very important, it's very influential also in the Orthodox world. We started the relations with his predecessor, Archbishop Christodoulos. It's cooperation on practical pastoral problems, because the theological dialogue we do with all Orthodox churches together, and there the Church of Greece takes part and has an important role to play. So we did not speak so much about the theological dialogue, but we spoke especially about practical problems, and they are everywhere the same in Europe, the same challenges. This is a challenge of immigration, this is very strong. In Greece, there's a challenge of social problems, because of the financial crisis, joblessness of many people, and so on. And I think here we can cooperate, and they are very interested to learn also from our experiences, and so we think they will come with a small delegation and then take contact with a different dicasteries here, because we are not competent for immigration problems. But of course, they will find help in the Council for Immigration and so on. This is a very important thing. Then, well, the Church of Greece, I said it already, is a church of a long and rich tradition. But also there are still very bad memories of the past, especially the Fourth Crusade. And it was very important that Pope John Paul II apologized for this crusade and what happened in the context of this crusade. But there are a lot of resistance still to the ecumenical rapprochement and so on. So we must go prudent steps. But I think we can do the steps with the new Archbishop and his cooperators, and I look forward, and I'm very satisfied with the visit. I did not have too high expectations. It's not possible to solve all the problems in one day, but to have a personal contact. This was very friendly and very relaxed.
What can you tell us about the small Catholic community there in Greece? Because traditionally they've been viewed simply as foreigners, haven't they, by the government and the church?
Yes, it's a small Catholic Latin minority, but there is also a Greek Catholic minority there, and both are growing very much nowadays by immigration. And this has a consequence that they are taken more serious now. But up to now, they are not so much taken serious by the Orthodox Church, and I told them they should not neglect them totally, and they also promised me to do it. But, of course, of the immigrations, they are growing, both. Also the Greek Catholic communities, there are coming people from Romania and from Orthodox countries, especially from Ukraine. And, well, also the other Latin one, because the immigration is very high. And so I met, of course, the two bishops before I met the archbishop, and we had a meal together. It was a very nice and good meeting with them.
The former Archbishop Christodoulos was something of a modernizer, wasn't he, of this very traditional church. What kind of legacy has he left there to Greek society?
Yes, in a certain sense he was a modernizer and wanted to open the church to the necessities and the challenges of today. I think the new Archbishop goes in the same direction, but he's a very different character. Archbishop Christodoulos was more outgoing man, and Hieronymus is much more reserved and humble and moderate. There are differences also in the relation with political authorities and so on. So it's a big difference, but there's also a continuity between both. And we hope that one day Hieronymus will come also to Rome and pay a visit to the Holy Father.
Any ideas at all when at the moment?
No, it's not possible. He's now at the beginning of his new office, his new ministry, and this cannot be made a concrete project now.
But there are exchanges going on, aren't there, with the Greek Orthodox clergy, students, I believe. There's quite a lot of cooperation in this sector.
Well, we have scholarships also for Greece, and they are also granting scholarships for Catholic priests. Then a group of, I think, 30 parish priests from Athens came to Rome, and parish priests from Rome went to Athens. Also on this level is a good cooperation. I think this is very important because we must reach the grassroots level also, not only have contacts on the top level. And they also are inviting young students and young priests to learn modern Greek, and they grant also scholarships for this. So it's going on, and there was also a good collaboration, yes, I've forgotten it, with the Vatican Library, and all these fields we will go on and continue.
And my thanks there to Cardinal Walter Kasper, President of the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity.